98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
The opportunity for the Taoiseach of Ireland to meet with the American president and sit down for an hour and have a good old chat is very important for Irish relations with the States. They don't forget little old Ireland. And we're asking, would you support the Taoiseach and a couple of people, not a big, huge celebration party weekend like it normally would be, would you support the Taoiseach travelling to Washington for St. Patrick's Day? Call us right now on 6797981 or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98 98. Where am I going? I'm going to Tony. You're on 98 FM. How are you, Tony?
That's bad, Adrian. How are you, though?
Good, thank you. Tony, do you think that the Taoiseach and a couple of advisors should go to Washington?
I disagree with it. I don't think they should, Adrian. Like, you know, the government is supposed to be lead by example. And after Golfgate and everything that happened back in 2020, when we're all supposed to be locking down, we're not allowed outside 5 kilometres. And Tony Houlihan only said on the news there before your show started that people shouldn't be making summer holiday plans or doing making any other plans. Like, you know, why can't you go on Zoom?
But this is slightly different. This isn't a summer holiday. You know, this isn't him heading off and sitting on the beach. This is a diplomatic trip where, as you heard Sean saying there, Ireland gets an in with the American president every single year that many other countries don't get. So surely it's very important to, you know, shoot the breeze with the new president.
Well, it's not as important as the pandemic. Like, you know, they had to lead by example. Did Leo Varadkar actually do it last year? I actually don't know.
And if you remember, his very first announcement about the coronavirus was in Washington. It was done live on television from, I think it was the steps of the Irish Embassy in Washington.
That's right. It seems like an age ago.
It does. So he was there last year, yeah.
Yeah, look, as I said, look, the way things have gone and the way things have gone and where we have the lockdowns and everything that's gone since last year, I still think they should lead by example by saying, look, no, we're not going to go to Washington. I'll call the US president and they can understand what's going on. And then lead by example and show the Irish people that we're trying to be back all in this together.
Okay, and again, if this conversation was about Micheál Martin heading off to Florida to visit Mickey Mouse, you'd say, outrageous, no, this shouldn't happen. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a diplomatic trip. You could argue it's essential travel.
I can understand that, Adrian. Like, diplomatic travel is extremely important for our country. But at this moment in time, the way things are, and trying to get the vaccines out and all, they should be leading by example. And that's just my opinion. Obviously, people are going to differ, and I can understand exactly where you're coming from. But the way things are at the moment, and the way America has gone down, and they should respect what we have at the moment and lead by example. That's just my opinion.
All right, Tony, thanks very much indeed. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Jay.
What a load of crap he has to go over to see the president. If President Trump was re-elected, would he have to go over and see him as well? Not a chance. It's what a waste of time and waste of money. Thanks, Jason. Bye.
All right, Jason, thanks very much indeed. Does anybody support this notion? I mean, I know at the best of times, every year it becomes an argument about TDs travelling all over the world for St. Patrick's Day. But you could argue that these trips and the visit of our Taoiseach to the American president every year gives us an in that has us punching way above our weight on the world stage. So would you support, is there anybody who supports the notion? And I also want to have a conversation in a couple of minutes about whether or not there should be a complete, utter and total ban on international travel out of Ireland and into Ireland. Call me now on 6797981. Now, Aaron, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Aaron?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Aaron. What did you want to say on this?
Well, basically what I wanted to say was, within the 5K, like, you see people going out of 5K, they don't get banned or fined, you know, and you see anyone travelling, and they get known. There should be more police out there. There should be more strict on COVID, because if it wasn't for the HSE or, you know, the ambulance or anything like that, the nurses and everything else, they actually should be they should be more guidance for the people, you know, that kind of way. So, like, no one's kind of, oh, yeah, just brush it aside. Like, COVID is going like stock markets at the moment. We don't know where we're going to be. There's no actual, I actually think they rushed the vaccine and everything else. And that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, okay, but if without the vaccine, there's no way out of what we're going through at the minute.
The TDs and everything else are pushing back on where, you know, that kind of, like, they're pushing back on where we're going to be in the future with it. They say it's going to be March now.
Yes, or whenever it was. Yeah, the lockdown is going to last until at least March.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I just think it's ridiculous. Like, within the 5K, I don't know. It's the TDs and everything else going away, and like, we're trying to save money, not give it away to other. You know what I mean? Like, it's the country's run backwards.
But do you see the importance of our Taoiseach, under normal circumstances anyhow, visiting the United States and meeting the American president on St. Patrick's Day every year and getting an audience with the president, basically?
This is our second Paddy's Day that's being locked down.
Yeah.
What's the difference of him going, like, he's not something no one special. He's like everyone else.
Well, he is the leader of the country. Do you know what I mean? You or I won't have any opportunity to meet Joe Biden and shoot the breeze with him. Our Taoiseach does have that opportunity.
Well, he has it in the future. He has to come here anyway. He has an Irish descent.
So just no. Absolutely no. All right. Michael, I'm going to talk to you after the break. You believe that it is important to go and to build relations.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second. I'll be with you straight after the break. Cast your mind back to the 12th of March last year. It seems like an age ago. And our Taoiseach at the time, Leo Varadkar, was in Washington, D.C. to meet the American president, you will recall, as is traditional on St. Patrick's Day.
Good morning, everyone. I need to speak to you about coronavirus and COVID-19. For the past few weeks, the government and our public service have been focused on dealing with the impact.
That speech was delivered from Washington, D.C. It was the very first time the then Taoiseach addressed the nation about coronavirus or COVID-19. And he did it from Washington live, and then he hopped on a plane and he scooted home again. This is something that happens every year, though. The Irish Taoiseach gets an audience with the American president, whoever that president happens to be. And this year, as you know, there's a brand new occupant in the White House, and he is of Irish descent. He is very proud of his Irishness. He's been in Ireland a couple of times over the last couple of years, and it would be traditional for the Taoiseach to visit him. But we're asking, should that happen this year? Now, it could be done very safely. For example, President Biden has already received the vaccine. He's received his 2 doses of the vaccine, actually. So he's as safe as a house. Would it be okay for our Taoiseach to visit? Now, Michael, why do you think it is important?
For everything you just said already, as long as it's done safely and he's in an incubation bubble going over, the importance of paving the relations between the new president is very much a proud Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
And the state of play with Brexit and everything at the moment. A united Ireland is very much a realistic possibility in the coming years. And I think Biden would be very sympathetic to sway it that way in favour of uniting. So, and especially with the mentalness that's been happening because of COVID and everything else that's going on. Like, I know you have to make exceptions. He's a political leader, and there's far more to be gained of it if he was to go over in an incubation bubble and wash his hands and do all the important things and come home.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people look at this as, you know, we're all being told not to travel, so why should he? But this is much more important, you think. You think this is essential travel, basically.
Well, you just took the words out of my mouth. Essential. Essential workers have to work at the moment. So I think it's essential because it's paving the way for a lot more that's going to happen over the next 4 years, hopefully 8.
Okay, so much and all, as we're all being told not to go anywhere, you think that this is a very important opportunity for the Taoiseach to have an audience with the president. And Michael, Leonard, you also think it's very important.
Good morning, Adrian. Happy Friday. Yes, I really think more than essential, I think it's absolutely powerful and vital. Why? Because all we have at the moment is doom and gloom everywhere. Mm. I think it's going to be a fantastic, uplifting experience, very uplifting for Ireland, the country itself, for the people. Something to look forward to, new Taoiseach, new president. Why not? Providing all is controlled with safety, health, etc., etc. I think it's going to work out really, really well. And also, it's going to put Ireland, keep Ireland in America's heart, where we always have been. And I think it's so important to have it done. I really do.
Now, I can't remember the last time an Irish Taoiseach wasn't in Washington to meet the American president in or around St. Patrick's Day. I can't for the life of me remember when the last time that didn't happen. So this has become a traditional thing. The Taoiseach gets an hour with the president to sit down and shoot the breeze with him. But you think with this particular president, this is more important than ever?
Oh, I think this is, I mean, this is the big stuff. I really do. I just have such really good feelings about this. And, you know, like you say, it's tradition. It's so important for the two countries. And it just must go ahead. It really must go ahead. It should. Yeah. And, of course, Zoom, Skype, all this, it's not the same. Face-to-face, the only way to do it, man-to-man, you know.
All right, stay there for a second, Leonard. Face-to-face, man-to-man is the only way to do it. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He should definitely go once he gets his jab and everybody on that plane gets the jab before March. It'd be fantastic for the economy, for tourism in the long term.
Okay, so you think we need to be looking beyond this pandemic, which we know, well, we think we know, will eventually end.
And then we all
will be looking to the States for continued investment in Ireland and all of that to rebuild our economy. And you think that that relationship with the States is very important at that stage?
It could be vital at that stage. Because our economy, like everybody else, is being rock bottom. We need all the help we can get.
So in terms of this visit, a lot of people very angry over it because we're all being told not to travel, so why should Micheál Martin travel?
For everybody in the country, that's why he should travel. For the economy, for tourism, people who work in tourism, long term.
Okay, so we need to be, in your opinion, we need to be looking past this pandemic. We need to be looking to when it eventually comes to an end and when meetings like that with an American president are so important, you think we need to get in there early? Oh, he's gone. Sorry. A lot of people are annoyed about this. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note.
Most ridiculous thing I ever heard, because it's going to end in 2022. Who cares? He has to go and meet him. Gobshite. See, that's the way this country is. It's totally ridiculous. So no one else can travel, but he can. Somewhere that he doesn't even need to go. It's an absolute joke of a country. That's why this country's running to the ground.
And Leonard, let me put that back to you, that, you know, this is ridiculous. Why should he travel when the rest of us can't?
Because he is representing the country and the people, and he's trying to do his best to bring us back up. It's very simple as that. This must be done. I know we have the virus and et cetera, et cetera, but this really must be done. It's not questionable. It must be done. End of story.
And this idea by lead by example, that our leaders should lead by example and stay here, not go to America.
No, but this is a complete exception, you know? I mean, this is completely, I mean, I understand what some people are saying, but this must be done. It's a great opportunity. It should never, never be missed. It's traditional. It's all in the favour for Ireland and the people. So, I mean, come on, wake up, people, you know?
All right, 6797981 is our telephone number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. This message just came in to me. They should put it on hold, full stop, lead by example. Otherwise, the Irish people will feel abandoned and he will undermine everything that the government does. James, you don't believe there is any need for Micheál Martin to visit the States when we have somebody there who could represent him?
Yeah. The American, the Irish ambassador to America should go and present him with the bowl of shamrock, because that man who was talking to you first was talking rubbish. He doesn't get an hour with the president. He gets 10 or 15 minutes tops because they've seen a documentary about this, about the American president on St. Patrick's Day. And once he gets to 10 or 15 minutes, the Irish flag is tugged out, an Irish flag is brought in, an Irish man sits down, and that goes on for about 4 or 5 hours. Plus, he should be leading, Micheál Martin should be leading by example. Why should he go over there for 10 or 15 minutes to meet, I know he goes and meets congressmen and all that there, but jumping on a flight to America, when we're in the middle of the worst crisis, this country is probably worse than the famine, so it is. Why should he go?
Because, as was said earlier on, you know, in proportion to the size of the little country that we are, and people forget how small this country really is, we get an opportunity for a face-to-face meeting between our leader and the leader of America, whoever that happens to be. And this year, in particular, we have somebody who is very sympathetic to Ireland because he is from Irish heritage. So,
there's an easy answer to that. Adrian, very easy answer. Joe Biden turned around, and I think he's a great man, turned around and said, he's coming to Ireland. Wait till he comes to Ireland.
Yeah, but that mightn't be for another 2 years.
You know, he loves his Irish roots, as you said earlier on. Wait till Joe Biden comes here. Let Micheál Martin set example. He's telling everybody, I haven't been out of my own county, I don't know, in nearly a year. I am abiding by the rules. He should abide by the rules. Even though he's a Taoiseach, he's going to represent the country. No, he should stay put where he is, in Dublin, or wherever he's from, and lead by example. That's the only thing, because if he...
Do you not see the benefit of this annual meeting?
The benefit of him not going would be greater than him going.
But I'm talking about... I'm talking about in general terms. Do you not see the benefit of our Taoiseach having an annual meeting with the American president?
What, for 10 or 15 minutes?
Well, whatever it is.
That's all it is, 10 or 15 minutes. How you doing? Blah-de-blah-de-blah. And off he goes again. I know he goes over there and meets congressmen, maybe try to drum up a little business, but it's not worth it. The people of this island are suffering. They have to stay within 5K. He should lead by example and not leave this country.
Okay, simple as that. Let me ask you, actually, because I want to just move the conversation on a little bit about international travel. We were hearing that the European Union is considering a complete stop on non-essential international travel for the next couple of months. Would you support that?
Adrian, it's like this here. If the government of this country would have done that at the very start, we wouldn't be in the predicament we're in now. This country should have been in complete lockdown. The border closed. Nobody into the country, and we wouldn't be in the situation we are now. So I totally agree with complete lockdown.
Because the reason I'm asking this question, we got a message the other day. Now, I've heavily disguised this person's voice because this person doesn't want to be identified. But this message came into us the other day, and I want to find out, is anybody travelling? Is there anybody who's hopping on an aeroplane? Or do you fully support literally shutting the country down to non-essential travel immediately? That's what the European Union is considering. Have a listen to this message because it might annoy you.
Hi, I know I'll get another shift for this, but I'm going to Dubai next week on my own for a week. I'm going to stay with a friend that lives there. Dubai don't let you into the country without a certificate of a negative result, so I've booked in for a private test the day before I go. Please God, it's negative and I can go. And then when I come home, I'll just be responsible and self-isolate for 2 weeks and I'll pay for another private test and stay indoors until I'm negative again. I know some people will think that that's very selfish, but I really need a holiday and I can't wait. And when I'm over there, I won't feel bad about it.
So, as I said, I disguised that person's voice very heavily. That is somebody who is off to Dubai, getting the test, doesn't really care, and at this moment there's absolutely nothing to stop that person doing that. Is there anybody travelling? Do you know people who have travelled? Or would you fully support literally shutting the borders for non-essential travel immediately, with people arriving into Ireland having to have a negative test, and if they don't, then they get chucked into a hotel like they do in New Zealand? Call me right now on 6797981 on Micheál Martin. Mark.
Hi, Adrian. Listen to your conversation there about Micheál Martin travelling for St. Patrick's Day, obviously, I assume it is. I don't see why you shouldn't. If he gets the vaccine and all the people around him have the vaccine and Biden has the vaccine and all the people around him has the vaccine, I don't see what the problem is. Isn't that what we're all hoping for in the end anyway? get some kind of travel got back going, people integrating, mixing with people, you know, all that stuff to get going again. I do agree that there shouldn't be at the moment any international travel, because at Dublin Airport people are coming in and they're hopping into taxis to go down and get a test. The company's not even providing a shuttle service, and I know for a fact if I was driving a taxi at Dublin Airport, I'd be refusing to take them. But anyway, that's a different issue. They shouldn't be allowed to come in from all over the world. They're all coming in back in from Brazil and places like that, which has terrible strains over there, different variants. But if people have the vaccine, why shouldn't they travel? That's what we're all hoping for. Thanks for that, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Mark. This is Jason.
Exactly, Adrian. Lead by example. Stay here. The country is in a lockdown. We should be locked down and he should be locked down. He should be locked up.
Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
I would totally disagree with Leonard. It's not a must do. It's not a necessity. He's going for his own jollies. With Biden as president now, he is very, very, very much pro-Irish. We don't need to go and convince him or the US nation of anything. He will push the Irish agenda as much as he possibly can. Plus, was it not announced today that all visitors to the US must isolate? What's he going to do? Go over there for 14 days in advance and isolate and not be here to run our country? There is no need for him to go. None whatsoever. It's just he's so full of his own importance.
And one more here.
I honestly don't get why people would feel abandoned by him. He is a joke. The country is the way it is because of him and the government. So really, let him go. Let him do what he wants, because he will anyway. But he doesn't speak for me.
All right, and let's just move that conversation on for a couple of minutes and ask you a simple question. Should there be, at least for the next couple of weeks or months, a complete and utter ban on all international travel? We know that the government are advising us not to travel. But should we be told not to travel unless it's for essential work reasons? And I'm looking at the adverts. For example, Aer Lingus sent out an email yesterday basically saying, if you're able to work from home, why not work from home in Lisbon and giving you flights to Lisbon? We've seen ads from Ryanair saying, vax and go. Basically encouraging you to book flights. And I get that from the airline's point of view, how they feel they need to start getting people booking flights. But is anybody going away at this moment? Call me right now on 6797981. Hi, Adrian. I went to France for 5 days last October, came back, isolated for 2 weeks, and no bother, I've had negative tests since. Everyone has and is breaking the rules at some point, so anyone saying they're not is just lying, says that message. Is there anybody listening to us right now? Because I don't believe that there are many people travelling. Is there anyone listening to us right now who's planning to hop on a plane in the next couple of weeks? If you are, I'd love to know where you're going and why you're going. Should there be a complete ban for the next couple of weeks or months on all international travel in and out of Ireland? That's the question that I want to ask you, and we'll take a couple of calls on that straight after the break. Let's just have a conversation for a couple of minutes about whether or not you would support. The European Union is looking at having a bringing in some sort of fairly severe restrictions on international travel, which would stop you or I hopping on a plane tomorrow and just heading off to Spain. Some people are doing it. In fact, I got a message just a moment ago basically saying that I know 12 people who are heading to Spain tomorrow. They're all out of work at the moment and they can easily self-isolate when they return. And I would love to know if there are many people, because we got this message the other day and I've heavily disguised this person's voice because this person doesn't want to be identified. But have a listen to what this person said.
Hi, I know I'll get another shift for this, but I'm going to Dubai next week on my own for a week. I'm going to stay with a friend that lives there. Dubai don't let you into the country without a certificate of a negative result, so I've booked in for a private test the day before I go. Please God, it's negative and I can go. And then when I come home, I'll just be responsible and self-isolate for 2 weeks and I'll pay for another private test and stay indoors until I'm negative again. I know some people will think that that's very selfish, but I really need a holiday and I can't wait. And when I'm over there, I won't feel bad about it.
Okay, so there you are. Off to Dubai for a week to stay with a friend who lives over there, makes no apologies and even says, I desperately need a holiday. Now, we all do. But should there be a complete restriction for the next couple of weeks on all international travel? As I said, a message that I got a moment ago, 12 people heading off to Spain tomorrow. I can't blame them, says the message. And, yeah, I mean, you can argue that who could blame them? 12 people going tomorrow, can't blame them. And you can book a flight to Spain, to Gran Canaria today if you want. But is anybody doing it? Do you know anybody who's travelling? Or have we all gotten the message that, no, we're not going anywhere? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Paul.
I walk with a lad and I tell you something, he's jumping on a plane now over the weekend. He's going off to get his teeth done. He's going to Turkey. He's getting his teeth done. And then he's getting an old hair transplant as well. It's shocking to carry on what people are doing.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there are people using airplanes leaving Dublin and they all have to come back. Here's another WhatsApp voice note.
Adrian, I'd say there's a lot of people flying over for the Conor McGregor fight this weekend. Are they going to self-isolate when they come home? There should be no flights.
Should be no flights. Should there be a complete and utter ban on all international travel at this moment? Leah.
Adrian, are you joking? The amount of bloggers and vloggers in Dubai living it up, rubbing it in everyone's face. I'd love to feck off to Dubai, do me job over there, but I wouldn't because I wouldn't risk my family. But they're just too selfish. They're the influencers. They're supposed to influence us to do good things. Nah, they're not good. They're just annoying and disrespectful.
And a lot of people feel that way, that there should be a complete ban. When you are going through Dublin Airport and about to get on a plane, you should be asked, where are you going and why are you going? And if it's not essential travel, in other words, if you're not a doctor going to help somebody in Spain, or if you're not a doctor coming into this country, you should not be allowed to travel unless it is deemed essential travel. I'm trying to find out if anybody is going away at the moment. I've a few friends who are on their way home from Alicante. They've been there for 5 weeks. They have had a COVID test on Tuesday, all clear. I know that they will all head back before March and I'll be with them. And when you hear those stories, on the one hand you think, you know, if somebody's not working at the moment, sure, why wouldn't they? You may as well be locked up in Spain as locked up here, except the weather is a little bit nicer. But others believe there should be a complete and utter ban on any type of international travel unless it is deemed essential. In other words, unless you're a transport worker or a medic or whatever, you should not be travelling at this moment in time. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Thomas.
Good morning, Adrian. It's Thomas there. Adrian, it should be lockdown, but a bit too long, too late. The lockdown should be in March. Full international flights should be cancelled. Not now. After a couple of months, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, better late than never, though. We know here in Ireland we're in a bad way with the virus at the minute. We're in a worse state than we were last March and April. So is it not better late than never, Martina? Is it better late than never to ban all international travel?
Suppose it is, but it should have been done from the start. But I mean, I would be happy if it was done now as well. It's absolutely ridiculous. I just can't understand it at all, why it wasn't stopped. Everyone was saying it. People were from the very start of the pandemic, people were flying in and out. And I was fuming, thinking all these people coming into our little small country, like, you know, I think we would have been well contained before now.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with that. A lot of people, but the argument is that, especially here in Ireland, we have the worst case numbers of the whole of the European Union, believe it or not, which I was shocked to see on a map earlier on. And realistically, we could be stopped travelling anywhere because of our case numbers. But you think we should stop international travel now? And when you hear of, in fact, believe it or not, there's a number of people have messaged us, right? And this is the way things have gone. A number of people have messaged us to say that they are going away over the next week or two.
I know, shame on them. That's all I say.
But that's what I was about to say when we ring them to ask them to talk to us. Oh, no, 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 no.
Now, everyone needs a holiday. Let's be fair here now. Yeah. Everybody needs a holiday. Do you know what I mean? Jesus, you can't even go down to Wexford. You know, these days you can't go anywhere and people are travelling over. It just infuriates me that you can get on a plane. You can't. How do people get to the airport? The guards stop my husband every day coming in from work and ask him, where is he coming from? But then they don't see anyone going to the airport.
No,
Jesus Christ, like, I just can't understand it at all.
So for anybody...
Like I said, he's a hiker and he goes hiking by himself now. There's no harm to nobody goes off, does a lot of trips abroad. Not his, it was cancelled last year. He was supposed to do Everest Base Camp. That was cancelled. He was going mad, but I mean, he accepted the fact that, so like, and the reason why our country is as bad as it is because they were letting people in from the very start. Do you know?
Okay, so the
like
argument
that.
Is better late than never, that we need to, for once and for all, deal with this bloody thing, get over it, get the case numbers down, and if that means stopping people getting on aeroplanes, unless it's for essential reasons, then that's what we need to do.
Exactly, and stop them now, which it is better late than never, but as you heard what I've had to say, I still disagree that it took this long.
And is to somebody like that lady who sent that message to us, and as I said, I disguised her voice very heavily because she doesn't want to be identified. What do you say to that lady who headed off to Dubai?
I say, God love her, that she must be by herself. There's people with like 5-6 kids, can't move, can't go to the beach. She feels desperate for a holiday. She needs to get life. That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Laura, you think people are being begrudgers here?
Well, I think so. I think if you're in a position and you can do it and you can get a test before you go and when you come back, why wouldn't you?
Because we're being asked not to. We're all being asked not to.
I know, I do get that. But if you are living by yourself or not affecting anybody, you're working from home and you can get a negative test, go off for a week or two, come back with a negative test. I just don't see, not that it's not harmful, but I just see it's the same thing as sitting here for 2 weeks.
And I get that. I know, for example, before Christmas, I know somebody who has a house in Spain and went to Spain, stayed in their house for 2 weeks and came back again. You could argue that they did no harm to nobody. But we are all being asked, please don't travel. Please stay home. So are we just being begrudgers saying your man went or your woman went or whatever?
Look, if you are in a position and you had the money to, I have to say, I honestly would. I have kids, I'm homeschooled and I'm not in that position. I would buy myself, but I can't do that to my kids. Like, if you were, like, it's not doing anybody any harm. What is the difference between isolating here or isolating if you have a place in Portugal, Spain, or wherever, and you can go over there and bring your laptop and have a bit of a break from here? Why wouldn't you? For your mental health, your physical, you could go out and do your walks over there. Bit of vitamin D, a bit of sunshine, I would jump at the chance. I'd be gone.
Okay, so this message just came in to us and it says, I did the Canary Islands for 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year, back there in 2 weeks for a week, and again in April for a week, albeit I still work remotely, but I'm away in the sun, all tested and self-isolated afterwards, can't see the issue.
I agree with them. I 100% agree with them. They're not harming anybody. They're looking after themselves. They're doing it for themselves, for their whatever kind of enjoyment or pleasure they can get out. But if we could all escape from here for a week, we would. Let's be honest. If you can get your negative test going out and afford it, like I have 3 kids and a partner, I could not afford to get us all tested. Please God, we'd be negative and off I'd go. I couldn't even afford to do that. But if I was in a position that I could and I had somewhere to go, I would be gone. There is no, what is the principle of just sitting here and looking at rainy days. Like, if you're going over there to work, bring your laptop, do your walking, what harm are you doing?
In principle, I think you're right. What harm are you doing? But a lot of people get really annoyed, especially now with
it's
this.
It's begrudgery. We'd all love to be able to do it. We would all love to be able to do it. We all put our hand on our heart and ask ourselves honestly now, if we were in a position or if we could, we would all answer yes. If we could, we would. Some of us just can't, and we are just jealous that these people can. Like, I don't think, and jealousy is not the wrong word. It's not jealousy. It's just, we wish we were in the position that we could do it. And we're not, unfortunately. So we're and we ride the roller coaster like the rest of the country.
Okay, so that message about the Canary Islands over Christmas and going there again in 2 weeks and going back in April as well, you think the rest of us would just love to be able to do that, but we can't, so we're just begrudging.
I think so. That's just my opinion on it.
All right, Laura, thanks very much indeed for your call. This is 98 FM.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.